Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says with the troops out of Iraq and home, the need will be greater than ever for veteran services.
So one of the things I'll ask the Commissioner's Court to vote for is an increase in the county veteran services budget so that we can coordinate services for our veterans and make sure that they come home to every opportunity we can find.
It's difficult to put a number on how many Iraq and Afghanistan veterans are in Dallas County or how many may be on their way mustering out after their final deployment. Dr. Clark Gregg is chief of staff at Dallas's VA North Texas Healthcare System. He says they're already in touch with a very large number of Middle Eastern veterans, and he expects a 5 to 8% increase in 2012.
Right now, from the Middle East conflict, we have more than 27,500 veterans enrolled for care in VA North Texas. And we provide care for 15,000 of them right now actively.
Dr. Gregg says VA North Texas works with the special veterans courts in several North Texas counties, including Dallas and Tarrant. He says they work to get the veteran the mental health or substance abuse treatment needed as an alternative to jail. And Dr. Gregg says there are two areas of special focus for the returning vets.
The mental health care is one of the major emphases on this, including things like suicide prevention and dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder.
And TBI, traumatic brain injury.
We have an active screening process for traumatic brain injury. We've already screened approximately 12,000 people for TBI and have identified 760 plus who have passed several levels of evaluation and clearly have traumatic brain injury related to their veteran service.
Dr. Gregg says TBI can require a variety of treatments and rehabilitation, and VA North Texas provides that. Judge Jenkins says that rehab can be slow and require help for the vet and his family. Judge Jenkins wants Dallas County to do its part.
Now they're coming home and they need us to fight for them just as hard as they fought for us.
BJ Austin, KERA News.